You know, the rule in this church is that the announcements should not be longer than the sermon, so I'll be brief. Right to the point, and if I'm talking too fast, just slow me down. There's lots to cover, and so if you didn't quite pick up what I'm saying, speak to me at coffee hour, but we have lots to do today. We're moving along fast. In 2 weeks' time, 2 weeks from today, exactly 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating St. George's Day. We moved it. It was a move Bill faced this year, right? We moved it to coincide with the bishop's visit. And the bishop will be coming here on April the 29th. And the theme for that Sunday is what we are accustomed to, red and white, the St. George's Day. And if you don't know exactly what red and white looks like, this, it looks something like this. It could be brighter red, but not duller red. Brighter the better. Now, this has a little black and a little soul in it, but, you know, that's understandable. So, red and white, the theme. Please be here. We have lots. We are honoring all of our volunteers. We are doing lots of stuff. We are going to be inducting the new advisory board. We're going to be thanking the parish administration team. Invite all of your family members, all of your friends in your apartment building or in your neighborhood, and invite former parishioners and clergy. So invite everybody. Everybody whose name is George or would like to be a George, bring them here. It's their celebration as well. So red and white, and we are going to have a potluck lunch. And the sign-up sheet is outside. And Lorraine has made it very, very easy for us. She has different categories. So you just slot your name into the category. Right, Lorraine? Simple and straightforward. So if you're bringing dessert, slot in dessert, etc., etc. So that's 2 weeks from now. Thanks to Morning for your message today. And Morning will be ordained deacon on May the 6th. Sunday, May the 6th. That's the first Sunday in May. And there's a bus that will be provided. There's no charge for the bus because it's been sponsored. Not from church funds. I should let the wardens know this. But a private sponsorship. So the bus will be here. We'll leave at 3 o'clock. Not 1 minute after. Not 3 minutes after. At 3 on the dot, because we're going down to the cathedral to witness the ordination of Morning as deacon. Now, I'm not sure how this happened, but Morning has actually been appointed deacon before her ordination, but that happens, you know. So she's been appointed effective May the 1st as deacon of the parish. Not of the Mandarin ministry, not of any specific ministry. She'll continue in her role as the coordinator of Mandarin ministry, but she'll be the deacon for the entire parish. So we wanted that to be clear, that she's a parish deacon. So Morning, we won't work you too hard. You might have about 4 or 5 different jobs, but, you know, we know you can handle that, right? Just take your vitamins. Okay, moving along. We do have envelopes available, though, and Morning knows this. We're going to be collecting for a gift for Morning, okay? So we have envelopes available. Just put the money in it and indicate Morning's gift, and Kwan will be doing the coordination, and whatever is collected, Morning has already identified some items that she would like. So instead of buying her useless stuff that's going to be collecting dust, we'll buy something that she needs for her deacon, and then we'll bless it before it's used. Okay? Moving along. May the 10th, Ascension Day. We are going to have an Ascension Day service here. I know it's a Thursday, but God, every day is God's day. Ascension Day, May the 10th at 7 p.m. It's a Thursday evening, so if you're able, please come. Ascension Day is one of those feast days of the church that's often neglected because it's during the week. So the same way we don't move Ash Wednesday to a Sunday, we don't move Ascension Day. So Ascension Day, May the 10th, so keep that on your calendar. May the 20th, there's a lot that's happening. May the 20th, Pentecost. And you know the Feast of Pentecost is the day on which it was clear that Jesus is sending the message around the world. And that's really the beginning of what we call the evangelical expression of the church. And the gospel was expressed in so many different languages. And so on that day, we're going to have worship in seven languages. And so if you speak a language other than English, speak to me, because we're going to limit it to seven. And we are going to be inviting each and every one of us, because the gospel spread throughout the world, to wear cultural attire. It doesn't necessarily have to reflect your own culture, but some cultural attire which demonstrates that the gospel is in a specific place. Cultural attire from wherever the gospel is preached. And we'll also have a cake for mourning on that day. The 25th, York Minstrels Concert. And this is a fundraiser for the church. Our goal is to raise how much, Lorraine?
$2,500.
Oh, we should really make it 3,000. Why don't we say 3,000? And it's $15 per ticket. And I'm going to throw out a challenge to each and every one of us to sell six tickets. And you know what? We do need at least five friends. Actually, we need six friends. And we'll explain why you need six friends at coffee hour. But I'm going to make a commitment between my wife and myself to sell 10 tickets. And to show my commitment, next week I'll bring the $150, and then it's my problem to collect. So if you'd like to buy your tickets in advance for distribution to your family and friends, it will save all of the accounting stuff that Lorraine has to do. That'll be a lot easier, right, Lorraine? Okay, so buy in advance and redistribute. Lorraine, anything else that you'd like to say? Yes, thanks for that detail. The bus takes us from here to there, from here to there. It drops us out right at the site of the cathedral. All we need to do is to go inside, enjoy the service. The bus comes back here for a reception after the worship. That, again, is also sponsored. But we'll have a parish event on the 20th, and the reason for the 20th is that on the 13th, morning and the Mandarin ministry, they're having something special at the cathedral with the Archbishop, and it's pretty difficult to ask the Archbishop to change his schedule, so we thought we will not try that. So and details will follow. I think we're done. Please join us for fellowship, and all who are here for the first time, don't be shy. Yes, ma'am. Good point. Please wear your name tags. I try to wear mine for two reasons. One, so that you can know who you are. And in my moments, I can look down and say, yeah, that's my name. So please wear your name tags. And the issue is whether or not there'll be someone to hand them out. Ideally, the ushers should hand them out. But if the ushers don't, be proactive and grab the stuff from the library. We have them in the library in alphabetical order by last name. Not alphabetical order by first name, alphabetical order by last name. That's important, because we had a situation where they were put in alphabetical order by first name, but in alphabetical order by last name, please. I don't want to be too technical, but there's a slight difference. So thanks for raising that. Thanks be to God. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for coming out. I know that it was a bit dangerous today, but God protects us. So let's not be too concerned about that. Drive carefully. Join us for fellowship. And please don't be shy. Introduce yourself. Say who you are. And we welcome each and every one today. Michael, send us out in grand style.